This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
My mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend.
What's up, guys? Happy Friday. Welcome to the show. We made it, and oh, we couldn't be more excited about that. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Moose. That's Breezy Bree.
Good morning.
We're going to get into parental confidential here. We got a heavy message from Bree, and I can imagine this is a tough conversation for any parent to have with their kids. And joining us, we actually have a special guest today. 32 for the high today. Bree writes in and says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. Not sure if this is a topic or not for your show, but I was reaching out to share my story. Recently, I had a miscarriage, and I was about 10 weeks into the pregnancy. My husband and I have two girls, both 6 and 9 years old, and they've been so excited since we told them 3 weeks ago. Now I don't know what to tell them. We're completely at a loss on how to explain this, and we don't have the bandwidth to even try to do the research right now. I do know that I'll have to tell them different things because of their age gap, but has anyone gone through this and had to tell their kids about it? What was said? How did they react? Thanks for any help. It's so appreciated. So, yeah, like I said, this is obviously a tough conversation to have. And Bree, I'm so sorry for your loss.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are people listening who have had to do it, but lucky for us today, we're going to be joined by local mental health therapist Bridget Lucchesi to help weigh in on this conversation. Bridget, good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Thank you so much for having me on the show. I love this segment, and I'm so happy that you have the segment because it gives people an opportunity to share and hear how they handle, you know, sad circumstances like this. Years ago, people didn't even talk about miscarriage.
Correct.
Yeah.
It was something that you didn't even talk
very
about.
Very taboo.
So I'm so glad that you're doing this.
Yeah. And thank you for taking the time to come on this morning. We really appreciate it. And obviously not all of the parental confidentials we do are this heavy, but we happen to get this message from Bree today, and it's people go through it. It's relatable. So I'll let you kind of take it away. What's the best advice that you have for Bree or anyone going through this who's suffered a miscarriage and has to tell their other children about it?
First of all, Bree, I want to just say I'm sorry for what you're going through. I think that many, you know, we know that this is common and that you going through your own grief is going to be important as you are helping your kids. And so I think as parents, we forget about ourselves because we want to just repair or fix things for our kids.
Right.
We can't fix our kids' broken hearts. We can only help them process it. But, you know, the two main things when you tell children is age-appropriate words, right? Age-appropriate messages. And we know milestone-wise, you can look it up. You can Google milestones for 6 and 9 year olds. What's age-appropriate language? But I think they're relatively close in age. You can tell them separately or together if your 9-year-old was 12 and it had sex education, those would be very different conversations.
Right.
But you just want to be very clear. And, you know, you come really just kind of come right out and tell the children that the baby wasn't healthy, the baby got sick inside mommy's tummy, and that the baby died. You don't want to use words like, you know, not go to sleep or went away, because then that would terrify children when they're going to bed and going to sleep. They're very concrete thinkers. They see things black and white.
Very much so. When,
you know, it's very careful with the choice of your words.
Right.
And then if mommy goes away, is she coming back? So that's why you want to use the exact words.
I see.
So that's number one, first important.
The verbiage.
And then the second is, it is.
Yeah.
And then just really letting your children guide you with their questions after that. Less is more. If they have more questions, then you answer them. So you keep it simple, straight, and then let their questions guide you. I think it's important to use analogies. So if they've ever, you know, had education on flowers, trees, that it is the cycle of life, that things will live for a while and then they stop living. The one thing about children is we have, when we're young, magical thinking. We can think that it's our fault because we were thinking, oh, do we really want another sibling? Right. Is this really, you know, going to be fun to share our time? And so it's really important to say, I also want you all to know that it's not mommy's fault if she didn't eat right or she ate a hamburger or ice cream or she didn't exercise. Like, none of that is mommy's fault that the baby got sick. And that it's not your fault if you had, you know, it just happens in life.
Yeah,
and
you know, I'm glad you brought that up, too.
Those things are important.
Right, because I'm looking at this message that we have a Crystal that's texting in and says she had to have the conversation with her son, who's 5 years old.
Yeah.
And he was putting the blame on himself. And she didn't know how to handle that and respond to the questions he was asking because that's heavy for a 5-year-old to think that he had something to do with mommy's miscarriage. So she would
absolutely.
She had no idea how to handle that.
It's very common because they have magical thinking. They think, oh, I thought I didn't want a sibling, and that's why it's my fault. I made it happen.
Right.
So it's really important to just share with them that is absolutely not true. Even mommy had thoughts like that. Oh my goodness, I'm going to have 3 kids, this is going to be a lot to manage. Our thoughts don't make that happen. You know, just like when you get, you know, our kids get sick, you can say, we take you to the doctor and they can give you medicine. And we can't do that when the baby's inside mommy's tummy.
Right.
And so when we get sick, we go to the doctor can give us medicine and we get better. And unfortunately, when you're pregnant and it's in mommy's tummy, they're not able to do that for babies.
Right.
And so it's, you know, that is really important. And then just continuing to reinforce that.
Sure.
With them.
Nikki, I don't know if you've heard of this book, Bridget. If you guys are just joining us for Parental Confidential this morning, we are joined by a local mental health therapist, Bridget Lucchesi. Thank you for coming on with us to talk about Bree's message, who reached out to Breezy and I, recently had a miscarriage. She was 10 weeks into the pregnancy. And she's struggling how to tell both of her girls, who are 6 and 9 years old, about it. Nikki texted in and said, there's a book called We Were Going to Have a Baby, But We Got an Angel Instead. And she says, my cousin had a stillbirth and found it incredibly helpful with explaining this to her daughter. I don't know if that's a book you would recommend. It sounds like it could be helpful, too. We Were Going to Have a Baby, But We Got an Angel Instead. Have you heard of that?
I haven't heard of that particular book, but any type of resource is helpful, you know, because then it's you're able to read it at night, guide you. There's a book by Dr. Kate White, Your Guide to Miscarriage and Pregnancy Loss, that I use a lot.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many resources out there. In terms of the angel piece, it would really just depend on people if they have, religion in their life. If that's a belief system that they have, but any type of resource that you can use. But a lot of times you're exhausted and you're grieving and you're going through it yourself. So I think it's important to know just the basics, like what you say, how you process it, and that it's okay to grieve in front of your children. If you happen to cry, you say, yeah, mommy was sad for a little bit and she had to cry. And now I'm trying to think of happy thoughts so I can move on with my day, but it's okay for us to feel those feelings.
Right.
In kids, you may see it a little bit differently. You may see anger or guilt or acting out. And just know that that is appropriate. And you may want to let, you know, their daycare or their school know. I'm a firm believer in full disclosure because the, you know, it takes a village.
Right.
And so the more people that know, the better that if they see that behavior, they're aware of what's going on and they can understand it and be there for the kids.
Yeah. And this is obviously, I don't know how common this is with women.
Very.
I mean, is the numbers correct when they say one in three? Women?
It changes, but yeah, I would say that that is probably very accurate. And what's wonderful about the show is that, you know, people didn't talk about it. But then once we started talking about it, you know, grandmothers and mothers would come and say, oh my gosh, that happened to me too.
Right. And it opens up so the conversation.
It really does. It really does. And to know that you're not alone. And, you know, and remember in grief and loss, people are going to say silly and stupid things to you. You know, have you ever had that? And when you've had a loss in your life and someone comes up and says something, you're like, did she really just say
very
that?
Very insensitive. Yes.
Right. People mean well, but they just don't know what to say. Or they won't say anything at all. And you think, why didn't they address it? And
right.
People are just very uncomfortable with death and grief. And just don't know how to handle it. So I think that's important to have some bandwidth with that.
I think as some of us feel like we always have to give some sort of advice, even if we don't have the best answer. And really, people just want you to listen.
You don't need to say much.
Right. You don't need to try and come up with an answer or try to fix a problem that you're not even familiar with. You know, sometimes people just want you to listen.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And these are a lot of great points that you bring up, Bridget. I'm glad that we were able to get you on.
Can we have you back?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course.
Okay.
And I think also, you know, support. Like when you say you don't want to give a, you know, giving advice sometimes isn't the best, but giving support, like, and think about what do they need, you know, and offer a couple of things because they're going through their grief. Remember, grief has stages. You can be angry. You can be sad. You can be bargaining. So you go through the grief stages and you bounce around. You don't go through them sequentially. So as your support system asks you, what can I do? You know, it'd really be helpful if you could help me clean the house or if you could pick up the kids and take them to dinner tonight so that I can just lay in bed and cry because I need that tonight. So I think it's important just to remember, offer your support and ask what you can do and then offer a couple of things. Because they may not even be thinking because they're going through their own grief process.
Right.
Yeah. Local mental health therapist Bridget Lucchesi, thank you so much for joining us today for Parental Confidential in talking about this heavy topic. We really appreciate it. And we look forward to having you back on the show with us very soon.
Every day.
Every day.
She's like,
wonderful.
No.
Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great weekend.
You know, Bree, thanks. So sorry for your loss. And get the support you need. And talk with your doctors if you need any additional support for your own grief.
All right. And is there any resources? I mean, as far as you, like, do you have a website or anything people can look you up?
Yeah, plug your socials and stuff.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I do have a website. So they can just, I think if they Google Bridget Lucchesi, it'll come up.
Lucchesi.
So,
okay.
You know, if they need additional support in our offices, I also have some other doctors there that specialize in certain things. So feel free to reach out. I think of myself as a connector. If I'm not the right person, we'll find someone in the community that is.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much. Have an awesome weekend.
You're welcome.
We'll talk to you very soon. All right. Thank you guys so much. Bree, thank you for the message and our condolences again for your loss. It's PXY Mornings. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you.
It's Breezy's Big Bets on PXY.
Okay, great.
It actually sounds so much better now that I'm sick. Guys, our boy, our Lord and Savior, Josh Allen. It happened. You know what? He's not going to the Super Bowl, but he got exactly what he deserved last night at the NFL Honors Awards. It was insane. He won MVP. We all were hearing whispers. We all were hearing, could he? He has to. It has to be him beating out Lamar Jackson. And it was a really intense race. They were neck and neck. It really could have gone either way. But I am so happy to speak for all of Bill's Mafia yeah. when I say we are over the moon for our man, Josh Allen. He and his fiance, Haley Steinfeld, looked
stunning.
Absolutely stunning.
And his parents were
there. Last night, his parents were there. They were sobbing. It was probably one of the most wholesome things I've ever watched. I watched the acceptance speech already 3 times just this morning alone. Josh Allen obviously led the Bills to the AFC Championship game. He was absolutely dumb. He had an amazing season, and I attribute a lot of that to me watching for the first time. And he passed more than 3,700 yards, ran almost 530 on the ground, while also accounting for 40 total touchdowns this season.
He was a beast.
He just crushed it. He really did. I don't know if you have a clip of
let me play some of it.
Speech, but it was beautiful.
Wow. A lot of people to thank. I know I'm going to forget a few, so I apologize in advance. I'd like to thank God, first and foremost, for allowing me to be here today.
Amen.
Period.
I'd like to acknowledge the other nominees. Jared, Joe, Saquon, Lamar all had great seasons and all could be standing here today, and you guys would be deserving of it.
So humble.
You guys are true stewards of the game. I look up to you guys. I admire you guys. I just look forward to sharing the gridiron in the future with you guys, too.
He thanks his fiance, right?
Mm-hmm. I'd like to thank the Bills organization, Terry and Kim Pegula, Brandon Bean, Sean McDermott. Thank you guys for drafting me 7.5 years ago.
Yeah, been crushing it ever since.
Yesterday, it really does. And I know this is an individual award, and it says most valuable player on it, but I think it's derived from team success, and I love my team. D-Doc, thank you for presenting. I really appreciate it. We've got such a great locker room in Buffalo, and it takes everybody from the equipment staff, to the training room, to the strength staff, to Slick Rick in the mail room, to the cafeteria upstairs. Like, it truly takes everybody to have team success, and I'm so fortunate to be a part of a great organization.
Yeah, and then he goes on to say, be good, do good, God bless, go Bills. And mm-hmm. he's so humble because, of course, it's an individual award, but he went up there and he thanked everybody, the team, people in the mailroom. He's such a humble guy. This is why we love Josh Allen.
His parents were sobbing in the front row.
Yeah.
His beautiful, stunning fiance was there who, I mean, obviously we don't know anything about their relationship, only what we see online, which we all know is fake. But like, they really do just seem like they love each other so much and they are each other's biggest fans and cheerleaders. And I don't know. I know that football is like, you know, we all get wrapped up in the bets and the watching and all of that stuff, but I truly believe, and you know, it might be biased, but Josh Allen is the most wholesome quarterback in the NFL.
Breezy was watching this morning alone. I come into the studio and she was crying.
No,
I'm like, wow.
Was sobbing.
All right.
I had like full body chills. Like, it was just, he's just the best. He's just the best. So, to quote Josh Allen, be good, do good, God bless, and go Bills. He is. Next year, we're going to get that Super Bowl ring for him.
And this has been another segment of
Breezy's Big Bets.
That's right. The question being asked from our listener, Ashley, is, I mean, am I considered a Karen for doing this? How many of you are fed up with people doing this one thing in the gym locker room? Ashley says she brought it to the gym's attention, and instead of saying, thank you, we'll look into it, they punished her instead. We'll get her on the phone with us coming up next on PXY.
It's the easiest.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, happy Friday. We have a listener of the show named Ashley. She texted in this morning. She said she has a bone to pick with her gym. And she's asking us the question, am I the Karen for doing this?
Karen.
And this seems to be the trend on the show with people running into situations at their gym. Because after last week's conversation, we already know that Breezy is a fraud.
Why?
For just stealing your girlfriend's membership.
All right, that happened one time.
Hi, PXY. Is this Ashley?
This is Ashley.
Oh. Ash, what up, queen?
Ash.
Guys, I had to come to you with this. I had no other choice. You're the only people I could talk to about what just happened to me with my gym.
Oh my God, are we your therapist? I'm obsessed.
Yes, free therapy. It's incredible. I highly recommend it to anybody listening.
Okay, what's going on?
Yeah, what happened?
So I'm at the gym in the locker room, and a girl is taken her traditional mirror selfie pic, and I'm in the background of it. And I'm like, hey, girl, I don't want to be in the back of your picture. Like, can you wait until the locker room's empty? You probably shouldn't even be taking those pictures in here because people get changed. Like, I swim here, too. I'm not trying to be naked in the back of your picture.
You told her all this?
Instagram.
So
yeah,
you told her.
Very politely.
Okay, you told her all
politely.
This.
Go to the front desk, tell them, like, hey, guys, every day I'm in here, there's a new girl taking the picture in the locker. Like, your whole gym is lined with mirrors. Can they just take the pictures out on the gym floor?
Right.
And not in the locker room where people get undressed?
Ashley, I would even argue taking them out in the gym is not as great either because people are in very compromising positions.
Right, and no one wants to be in the background of your pictures for your social media content at the gym. Like, this is a place people go to, like, de-stress, be comfortable, like,
right,
you know, work on themselves. Not be in the background of your pictures.
Correct,
no
Ashley.
No one wants to be in the background of your pictures.
But how many gym selfies do you see a day? Anyone, raise their hand. I see at least 5 a day.
Yeah, at least.
Every getting ripped in the Halara butt lifting leggings. We all seen it. It's a tale as old as time. Like, let's be so for real.
The ass photo on the vanity.
No, fully. No. Every time it's like, all right.
You would think that this is common sense for some that work out at the gym, but really it's all about getting those likes.
So continuing on, I go home, flip on the gram, click on my gym's Instagram story, and lo and behold, there's a girl, they reposted, you know, like you guys repost your people to call in and tag you. They reposted a girl in the bathroom taking a picture with people in the background.
Oh, so they don't care.
Oh, wow.
So now I'm really fired up. So I'm like, you are a gym and you are reposting this when it is your rule not to allow this.
Right.
So I reply to the story and I'm like, and this is not the first time. Like, I've replied to them a couple times already. Like, mm-hmm, stop reposting pictures of people taking pictures in your bathroom where it's not supposed to be going down.
It's not kosher.
And they blocked me.
You're lying. You're lying.
They
blocked me on Instagram.
Your own gym blocked you. That is classic.
That is actually insane.
Blocked.
So, why? Who did you piss off?
I know. Listen, they got mad that I'm like, why are you doing this? And it was right after I said something in the front desk, so the whole gym has a vendetta against me.
I don't understand.
Oh, like, dear.
Wouldn't they typically take a complaint like this seriously? Go ahead. I'll block it out. Where do you work out? What's the gym? Yeah, of course.
Oh, my God. They've been hounding you for months, Moose.
Yeah, no kidding.
Can I just say, I'm not here to slander any businesses. That's not what we're trying to do, and we're going to block it out anyway, so it doesn't matter. But
sure.
I have had nothing but horrible experiences with this gym as well. I feel like they're very unprofessional, and this does not surprise me at all.
You know, what it's crazy to me, though, Ashley, is that it's the fact that you brought it to their attention. This is not unusual. This is something that would make anyone feel uncomfortable. If you're at the gym undressing in the locker room and somebody's taking photos of themselves in the mirror and you're in that photo and they happen to repost it on their own social media page, you bringing it up, is that really warranted for them blocking you? Who's in charge of the social media over there?
I actually doubled down.
Am I a Karen or am I validated?
So
here?
I don't think that you're a Karen. I really don't. But at the same time, I can see where the gym is coming from, because at the end of the day, that's free PR for them. That's free pub for them. Like,
yeah,
that is great for them. Oh, hot girls go to our gym. Look at her ass, all this stuff. But at the same time, if Betsy, who's 97, is changing out of her wet bathing suit in the background, like, that's not the vibe.
Honestly, though, anybody changing out of a bathing suit whose name is Betsy, I probably don't want to see the pictures anyway.
No, and Betsy doesn't want her photo taken, to be quite frank.
This is why I mind my own business and I keep my head down. Thanks for the call, Ashley. I hope it works out at your gym.
Yep, canceling my membership.
No, you should.
That's what happened.
You should cancel your membership because you know what? If they're not going to take care of their members and they're only going to prioritize pretty privilege, see ya.
Pretty privilege.
Bye. Bye.
All right, talk soon.
Okay, bye.
Okay, so we got a couple text messages. The phones are ringing and Rob says, so I agree with what she is saying.
Uh-huh.
But like Breezy said, some gyms don't care if you're taking pictures in the bathroom while other people are changing. they say it's frowned upon.
Right.
But if you're posting their company all over social media,
right,
they tend to care less about people's privacy and more about gaining publicity.
That's exactly what I was saying, too.
That's the thing. Hello, PXY. You're live. Go ahead.
Hi. So, okay, whoever that Ashley girl was that just called in can take the stick out of her ass. Because if she has a problem with people taking pictures of themselves at the gym, then don't come to the gym. Stay home and work out.
Well, it's not easy for everyone. It's not usually convenient for everyone to be able to do that, though.
Okay, but it's always the girls with no ass who are probably overweight that have an issue with other women who are fit taking pictures of themselves.
This is crazy.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not an influencer, but some of my friends are, and some of them actually make good money doing it. So it's part of their job. They have to take pictures, and nobody's in the locker room taking pictures of themselves while other women behind them are changing. Like, what is she talking about?
But,
that's ridiculous.
Some people actually are doing that. Some people are changing in the locker room, and some people just aren't self-aware. So they're snapping away.
And then they got to get out of the way, I guess. I don't know. Like, be aware of your surroundings, because if someone is paying for a gym membership and they want to take pictures or progress pictures of themselves posted on their social media, then people at this point should pretty much be self-aware to know what's happening. Either you move, get out of the way, or you don't want to be in the shot. Okay, then stay home and don't come to the gym then.
Wait, can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
You're obviously a girl who takes selfies in the locker room. And are you recording your workouts too? All of your squats with your tripod?
Sometimes, yeah. The low tripod to get a good angle. Yes. That's the freedom of doing what you want to do.
Okay.
So you set up the ring light?
The ring light in the middle of the gym
not the ring light. There's a lot of lights already in the gym. I think that might be a little bit crazy, but you know, people can do what they want to do. Who am I to judge?
I don't know.
That's fair enough, I guess.
It's just the ass on the ledge for me that, like, literally gets me every time.
The ass on the vanity.
I mean, look, that's all that I really have to say, and I'm sorry if this Ashley girl is triggered, but dumb blondes usually are.
Who said she was blonde?
Wait.
Who said she was blonde?
Crazy for a Friday. I, like, can't even take this all in.
Oh, she hung up.
She's like, I can only assume.
She hung up. I didn't get her name, but the caller ID says Caitlin with a C. That's all I got.
Oh, no.
All right.
Wow. Good vibes on this Friday. Absolutely slinging it. People are like mad at me.
Wait, why?
People are like actually, they're like, why is Breezy not being Breezy and shutting this girl down?
I honestly,
this has never happened. In my entire career, I'm too stunned to speak right now.
This text says that girl, whoever she is, just ruined her weekend. Ashley's a friend of mine, and she is beautiful and fit. But unlike this broad, she doesn't have to show it off because she's not insecure. Count your days, the threats.
This person says, this girl is 100% a pick me. This bee is absolutely Delulu. It's fine for the hot girls to take pictures of themselves. Just make sure nobody else is in them or blur the people out. It's a selfish thing. Consider other people's lives? Yeah, I get that.
All right.
This person says expose the gym right now. We can't.
We can't do it.
For legal purposes, we simply can't. So
we can't do it.
I'm so sorry.
But I will say,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
No, I can't do it.
98PXY.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.